Country Pop FM.
Bob Olmanac, I listened to one last week where Virtual Neil was here, and I think I'm going to give Virtual Neil a rest here today. I really do. I think I overused him whenever that day that he wasn't here. Maybe Wednesday? Can't remember. I think it was Wednesday. That's the day that I came up with my own Fave 5 song. But I didn't want to play his. It's a controversial. We had a discussion about it. All right, today's Bob Olmanac. Today it's Monday. It is, if you haven't realized it already or know it, it is the last day of January. And before we get into all the particulars here, we do indeed have a Bob Olmanac salute.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here.
What?
We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies.
Dr. Johnny Fever, Howard Hessman, gone. Now at the age of 81... He was on that show. He was the teacher on Head of the Class. Those are the two roles, television roles, that I remember best. And most recently, he was on Fresh Off the Boat a few years ago. But he passed away at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, complications from colon surgery. He was 81, and any of us in radio, we love our WKRP. We love our news radio. We love our WKRP. You're either a Venus flytrap, or a Dr. Johnny Fever, or you're a Les Nessman. One of those three when you're in radio. And, of course, the people on the other half of the building, on the south wing, those are your Herb Tarlicks here. And Neil is Gordon Jump. He's Mr. Carlson, Bob FM. Howard Hessman, gone, but not forgotten now. Monday, January 31st, 31st day of the year, 3:34 left to go. 1696, there was a revolt in Amsterdam. A revolt by undertakers. Morticians were revolting after there were funeral reforms that were passed in Amsterdam. And you've heard of the Molotov cocktail. Well, they came up with something new. They called them Mordecai cocktails, a bottle of rag and some formaldehyde, which I believe is flammable. I don't know if it's more flammable what they put in the Molotov cocktails, but it got kind of ugly there in Amsterdam with the undertakers revolting and protesting this date in 1696. There's nobody to do the embalming. 1865, Congress approved the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That is the one that abolished slavery in the U.S. this date, 1865. How about 1928?
I am the Invisible Man. You may be planning an old-fashioned Christmas as I am, but that doesn't mean you have to use old-fashioned cellophane tape. Note how shiny it looks on
it's
the
ugly.
Gift wrap. While Scotch Magic Transparent Tape keeps packages pretty.
Scotch tape. I don't think it was transparent tape. It was just regular old Scotch tape. There wasn't a whole lot of tape out there at the time. I don't think it was transparent. If you're more of a 3M historian, you probably can tell me whether or not it was the transparent Scotch tape. I think just plain old Scotch tape. This date, first marketed by the 3M company here in Minnesota. So many great ideas. Great products have come from that company, no doubt. 1928, Scotch tape, certainly one of them. 1940.
The first Social Security check was issued on January 31st, 1940, to Ida Mae Fuller, who was unmarried. A school teacher and legal secretary, Fuller worked only 3 years under the new Social Security law.
First Social Security check issued by the U.S. government, Ida Mae Fuller, check number 00-000-001, $22.54. I think they called them Roosevelt checks. 1940. How about 1958? The U.S. joins the space race.
Explorer is in orbit, broadcasting to the world its coded scientific data. Cosmic ray intensity, meteor impact, solar radiation. These are the dry facts that will help carry man ever farther into the age of space.
That's all that I wanted to know, all that stuff. 1958 here, this date. It was the U.S. after Sputnik had gone up the year before. The U.S. catching up. They had some catching up to do. The Explorer 1 satellite launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This date, 1958. Let's jump ahead to 1990.
Soviets are used to standing in long lines for just about anything. But for Big Macs and fries, it's a first. The early reviews were raves.
Like it.
You like it?
There.
At least today, Muscovites were willing to buy a McDonald's meal for double the tab.
Muscovites?
Of the meal
I thought it was Muscovians.
Restaurant. And most of them were stunned by the cleanliness, good service, and speed.
How about that? McDonald's opened in Moscow on this date to the public. There was a secret McDonald's for years that had been available only to the Politburo and members of the Executive Council at the Kremlin. I'm just making that up. I wouldn't be surprised if there was. Russia, first McDonald's. 30,000 people were served at that one McDonald's in one day. Wow. 1990. How about 92? Howard Cosell. Let's say goodbye to Howard Cosell. He retired. He didn't pass away on this day, but he retired from broadcasting after 39 years, one of a kind, and I don't think there's ever been another one like him. 1992.
It seems today that all you see...
Well, if we were using Virtual Neil, he would say, TV theme time. Family Guy first showed their show on this date. First airing of Family Guy. Seth MacFarlane, Fox TV. Still on today, isn't it?
F and cry.
Those animated shows just go on and on and on and on and on. Family Guy, first airing on Fox TV this date in 99 and 2006. Supreme Court Justice, the first woman to sit on the bench with the Supreme Court. Sandra Day O'Connor retires, replaced by Samuel Alito on this date, 2006. All right, birthdays now.
And when I get sore, I take Advil. It's strong, it works, and I know it helps. And Advil's gentler on my stomach than aspirin. To last as long as I have, you got to stick with what works. That's why I use Advil.
Nolan Ryan, so that was his secret. He wasn't scuffing the ball. You know, he wasn't juicing. He wasn't taking steroids or deer antler derivative or whatever that was, that stuff that they claim some people and players were taking. Nolan Ryan, Advil. All, nothing but Advil for the Ryan Express. And he is 75 today.
Babe, I love you so. I want you to know.
KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah, they were big into the disco. But in 1971, they went tender. They went ballad. Harry Wayne Casey singing here for us. Soundtrack of the 70s has got to include Casey and the Sunshine Band. Harry Wayne Casey's 71. Not so much on this one, though.
Anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime. Am I?
Slightly a little rougher in the production values than KC and the Sunshine Band, but as part of the punk movement. NRK in the UK. You know, John Cougar Mellencamp had ROCK in the USA, and the Sex Pistols had NRK in the UK. That's John Lydon. You may know him better as Johnny Rotten, the singer for the Sex Pistols. 66 here today.
What is your obsession with this money? My father died when I was 13 and I inherited this money. You don't think every day I wake up and I wish that I could give it back? That I would give it back in a second if it meant I could have one more day with him.
She was outstanding in Good Will Hunting, and there she is in that movie. Minnie Driver, 52 today. I just always assumed that her and Adam Driver were related. Adam Driver, he was in the new Star Wars, Kylo Ren, and he's been in other things as well. But they're not. Minnie Driver is 52.
You spent $68 on hair conditioner?
Small price to pay for self-esteem, Michael.
Portia de Rossi, she was Lindsay Bluth on the show Arrested Development. She's married to comedian Ellen DeGeneres. Just FYI, a little tidbit there for you. If you're trying to kind of put together who Portia de Rossi is, 49 for her.
You want to talk about equal rights? A dog can pee in the street. That's fine. Drunk uncle pees on one payphone. Gets arrested instantly.
One of his funny bits, drunk uncle from Saturday Night Live, the comedian and actor Bobby Moynihan is 45. We'll stay with SNL here.
And as always,
I'm still gonna talk to you.
Barry's brother Robin.
I don't care what you say.
He and Jimmy Fallon, very funny together, doing those digital shorts. And, I don't know, I almost like Justin Timberlake better on Saturday Night Live than I do singing, and he's very good. He's a very good performer. He was part of the wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson. Justin Timberlake, 41. I would rather see him work with Jimmy Fallon and the Barry Gibb talk show than listen to NSYNC. Not that NSYNC is bad, but I would just take it. And that's what we gave here on today's Bob Almanac. Hey, tell me if you're missing Virtual Neil. Send a text in if you think we need Virtual Neil. We're going Virtual Neil free here today. But if you long for him, if you miss Virtual Neil, let us know here at the comment line. Bob FM. Justin Timberlake, 41. Folk rock band out of England, Mumford & Sons. A lot of strings. And what's really cool is they have a guitarist who at the same time is playing the bass drum. Usually that's for the drummer. And I don't know if they actually have a drummer here in this live. Yeah, there's somebody back there playing something. Looks like the woodblock. Marcus Mumford, one of the Mumford & Sons. He's the lead singer. He's 35 today. And when I heard the song that this guy did with his partner, whenever that was, 2013, 2014, that's when I came to the realization that I could no longer listen to New Country. It was over for me. Tyler Hubbard, Florida Georgia Line, when Cruise came out, and I heard Cruise, and they told me that that is what's going to pass as country music, I said, time for me to pass. And that was just my own personal thought on that. I mean, a lot of people like it. They are making a lot of money. They're very popular. But for me, it was time to turn the page. But still with that, Tyler Hubbard, happy birthday from Florida Georgia Line, 35. And we actually, full disclosure, we actually did play that song. And I played the song on the All Request Lunch Hour. People were liking it. But it was time to move on. All right, let's move on to Gone's But Not Forgotten's. No Virtual Neil, but Neil's staff still provided us with today's list of the Gone's But Not Forgotten's. André Jacques Garnerin. I don't know if I Frenched that up nearly enough, but the French inventor, the first person to successfully use a parachute. No word or list or the number of persons that unsuccessfully used a parachute before André Jacques Garnerin. He was the first one. Finally figured it out. 1769 this day.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh,
you can't help but be entertained by the great Eddie Cantor. And the fact that he's a singer and his last name is Cantor, I'd have to look and see whether that's his real last name or not, because Cantar, like in Latin and Spanish, means to sing. Eddie Cantor. You know, he also wrote the Merry Melodies theme for the Warner Brothers cartoons. He did. He really did. Eddie Cantor, 1892.
The windup, and here comes Robinson, trying to steal home. He's safe, says the ump. He's out, says Yogi Berra, and brother is Yogi Hoppin.
Jackie Robinson steals home in the World Series, and it is his birthday today, 1919, born on the state. People forget that he was also a very, very good football player at UCLA. Very good. But he chose baseball, and then he broke baseball's color barrier. Just think if he would have gone football. Baseball's color barrier broken by Jackie Robinson in 47. And it's his birthday here this date, 1919. How about Carol Channey at Crazy?
Going strong, I feel the room.
I can't tell if that's Rich Little or Carol Channing.
One of my old favorite songs from
singing Hello Dolly, Carol Channing, 1921. Mr. Cub, he loved playing doubleheaders, beautiful day, let's play two. Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, just lost him recently, 1931.
Hello?
And if virtual Neil was here, or real Neil, it'd be TV theme time. Suzanne Plachette, Emily, Bob Newhart. And again, like we said before, it was in every Bob Newhart television show contract that he had to way outkick his coverage when it came to his wife or his partner, girlfriend, whatever. But again, being a funny guy, sometimes that helps. Suzanne Plachette, 1937. And one more.
As time goes on.
Terry Kath, bluesy, bluesy, bluesy voice for Chicago, founding member. Shot himself playing Russian roulette. 78, I think it was. 1946 from the group Chicago, Terry Kath, 1946. And now they're all gone, but not forgotten. I got to be honest, it's pretty boring without virtual Neil.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah, this is so much better. It really is. We're going to start a Bobathon with now. This was provided by Neil's staff. And I have an envelope here somewhere with the actual. Here it is. All right. Tanya Tucker, Just Another Love. They were also provided with Waylon Jennings, Rose in Paradise, or courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue as a kickoff song. And apparently Neil's staff picked Toby Keith. Here we go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.